happy Monday, April 18th to you. I'm Carl Azus with your daily delivery of international current events, and of course, that includes what's happening in Ecuador and Japan. People in several regions of western Ecuador are recovering from what one resident called the worst experience of his life. A major 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck on Saturday night. It was strong enough to flatten homes, knock out power, and buckle highways across the region. At least 238 people were killed, a number that the country's government expects will increase as rescuers search through the rubble. Portable hospitals have been set up, thousands of police and soldiers have been deployed to affected areas, and mobile phone companies are giving free text messages to help people locate and communicate with their loved ones. This was the deadliest earthquake to strike Ecuador since one hit in 1987. The country's located along the Ring of Fire. It's a horseshoe-shaped region around the Pacific Ocean where much of the world's earthquake and volcanic activity happens. Japan sits on the other side of that ring, and the southwestern part of that country has been reeling from its own series of earthquakes. A strong magnitude 6.2 tremor struck the region last Thursday, and then a major 7.0 quake hit on Saturday. Dozens of people were killed in both of them. And because the region has gotten 165 aftershocks so far, as well as bad weather and the threat of landslides, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says finding survivors is a race against the clock. The military's been called in to help people here, too, delivering food, blankets, first aid supplies. More than 760,000 homes don't have power. Almost 400,000 don't have running water. And how some of these homes were constructed has made the difference in whether they're still standing.